The victims of Sunday's cargo plane crash in Denali National Park have been identified. They include All West Air Freight owner and pilot Bill Michael of Delta Junction and Wasilla residents John Eshelman and Paul Quartley. The three were killed when the Fairchild C-123 Michael was flying crashed into Mount Healy near park headquarters in good weather mid-afternoon Sunday. Federal investigators say Michael was flying a load of construction equipment from Palmer to Unalakleet. Michael operated all west from an airfield near Delta, and as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, he was an experienced flyer.
Pilots in the Delta area are mourning the loss of a fellow aviator. Jack Morris, a Delta pilot who worked with Michael, says he was known as Wild Bill. Morris says Michael came to Delta some 10 or 12 years ago from the Wasilla area, and he made a living by, among other things, flying supplies to mining operations in the area.
When the Pogo mine started up, Wild Bill come in to the Pogo mine with his sky van and started hauling freight. And then he started, and he hauled some fuel and freight and stuff like that.
Morris says Michael was an ambitious entrepreneur who built an airfield with hangar and launched the business through hard work.
That man would work, he worked day and night, and airplanes was just part of his life. And if there was a job to be done and he could do it with an airplane, he done it. And very, very experienced pilot and had lots of hours, and he was a hard worker. He was a true Alaskan aviator.
Another Delta pilot, Gary Hall, says he didn't know Michael real well, but he knew that Michael had earned the respect that Alaskan aviators extend to one another.
The kind of flying we do is very tight, very close to the margins, and there's an unspoken respect from pilot to pilot, that commercial pilots that we don't talk about and we don't need to talk about it, but we know how hard each one of us tries to do it right.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.